This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Wall Street entered into a so-called bear market Monday due to fears about a fragile economy and stubbornly high inflation. The S&P 500 sank 3.9% Monday, falling more than 20% below the record high it set in January. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 2.4%, while the NASDAQ Composite was 4% lower. Americans are confronting soaring prices for gasoline and groceries, while their gains in investment accounts are evaporating. That's putting pressure on U.S. President Joe Biden and his administration. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington has details.
With President Biden's approval ratings sinking as costs for commodities soar and stock prices plunge, his administration finds itself increasingly on the defensive, less than 6 months before key midterm elections. The president is focused on delivering for the American people, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre responded to reporters Monday when asked about Biden's unpopularity among voters. Asked about the dismal economic picture as a key U.S. stock index market, the press secretary said this.
The American people are well positioned for these challenges.
The Federal Reserve, which is America's central bank, is expected this week to again hike interest rates in an attempt to tame inflation. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The special U.S. House committee investigating the January 6, 2020 attack on the U.S. Capitol heard testimony Monday about former U.S. President Donald Trump's false claims of voter fraud, which he blamed for his loss in the November 2020 presidential election. Former President Trump's closest campaign advisors, top government officials, and even his family.